So we're going to dive back into the second half of the podcast. Nath, we've got a whole thing going on up here.
Yeah. We're doing this live show thing, Nath.
Here we go.
So grab yourselves a drink.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Thank you.
Every time you are near. Go on, take front seat position. We're actually going to call up a special guest.
Yes.
So before we do that and he comes up and talks about his hammer, you should bring the hammer up, I reckon.
Yep, bring it up.
Since we don't have enough microphones for people that are going to be on, oh my God, sorry, can everyone just... Oh, was she holding it? That was an awesome moment. The little girl just held the hammer. That was really cool. Girl power, yeah.
It's a she-hammer. It works.
Before we get Alan... Well, Alan, come on up. Everyone, put your hands together for Alan, the TARDIS guy.
Woo! Woo!
Alan!
A name and title that now has so many boundaries to it. He's not worthy.
Did we record that thud?
And we're about to chill out and have a chat, but while we're doing that, I reckon we need to give Mike another drawing challenge.
Yes.
I want a Watcher superhero.
Watcher superhero?
A Watcher superhero.
Yes.
What attributes should this Watcher superhero have?
A television head.
A television head?
Hello?
Right.
Anything else? He should be puntastic.
Why?
Puntastic.
It's all right.
Nate is part of the studio audience.
Okay. He should be puntastic, have a television head, and I want like traditional superhero awesomeness, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So right. No pressure.
No, it never is.
But get drawing, mister.
All right.
So everyone, please put your hands together. We do have Alan here. We've already put our hands together.
Thanks, you've upgraded.
2 years ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on, give him a clap. He wants the attention.
Give him another clap.
So a few years ago, it was a TARDIS. Last year, it was one Captain America shield that has branched into so many Captain America shields, and now it's a hammer. You, like, have nothing to do during the day, do you?
No.
So what made you want to make a Thor hammer?
Thor's awesome.
Thor is awesome, but it's Thor... Thor girl is wrong. But
could you say he was Thorsome?
Thorsome.
Thorsome.
Yeah.
Not your department.
Sorry.
It was the new Thor release, really.
So, okay, when you decide to make... I'm going to hold it because it's so cool. When you decide to make, I'm worthy, a Thor hammer, where the hell do you start?
With the comics. I'm a big Thor comic fan, really. Obviously, the film, very popular, but...
I didn't just do that. No one saw that.
You can keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really didn't see it.
Yeah, I know. I pretended it was my penis. Oh.
God of Thunder.
Yeah.
God Butcher. God Bomb.
That was an awesome run, wasn't it?
That's where I started. That's where the inspiration comes from.
And now it's Girl Thor's hammer.
Of course it is.
Girl Thor is wrong. We've got to figure that out. But
why
yeah.
is it wrong?
No, Thor's just Thor.
She's not Girl Thor. She's just Thor. That's what I mean.
Oh, you don't like that?
Can I interrupt something?
just while you're holding that, is it just me, or does Dean right now look like a blue caveman?
Okay. It was too hot in the head. The arms were used to wipe up the beer that Em spilt. Yeah. So slowly but surely, I'm taking off my clothes. I apologise in advance.
And picking up props
left and right. But that is pretty cool. But we kind of got you up to talk a bit more TARDISes. But before we talk about Doctor Who and TARDISes, the Avengers... I can't believe we didn't talk about the fact that the Avengers trailer was leaked.
Who's seen it?
Who didn't like it?
Who lost their shit?
I didn't.
Child in the back.
Do you know what? I was unimpressed. I was really...
Get out.
The bits of it that I loved Black Widow on a motorbike coming out of the aeroplane. That was cool. I loved Black Widow and Hulk touching in a prison type thing, touching through the glass.
Sometimes
that was cool.
When we touch.
I loved Ultron in Avengers Tower.
Ultron is much too much.
And I loved Captain America's shield, but only when he was riding on the bike. That's when, wasn't it cool? Because that's a different type of shield that now Alan's going to have to make.
before and the broken one.
Well, yeah, there is a broken shield as well. But I just, the rest of the preview I didn't kind of enjoy. I think the Hulkbuster wasn't as exciting for me. It was, I mean, were you Avengers-gasming about it?
Who liked the Hulkbuster outfit? Yeah, yeah. Whose hands?
I guess, says
Dean, who didn't like Black Widow. It's not his Black Widow.
No.
Everything was mentioned was Black Widow.
I didn't like Black Widow until the Captain America Winter Soldier film because they finally gave her more depth. Do you know what I mean? They gave her meat to...
Disagree, Alan. Go on.
Never mind that.
That's right. Get it back on track.
I've gone all Northern.
Get the train on track,
Get it back
Alan.
On track, Dean.
Yep.
Never mind that. Look at that trailer. That whole trailer points... at all of what they're going to do.
It points at
Civil War, it points at Planet Hulk, it points at much more solid things than any DC.
Well, DC haven't done anything yet. Well, no, okay. So, well, they've announced that they're going to do, 10 films? The Cyborg guy didn't even realise. He found out from a fan in a musical that he
Cyborg.
Was performing in.
Who are you
the Cyborg.
You're talking about
in DC.
Talking about DC.
Yeah, we jumped.
It's not going to happen.
Listen to what's going on.
It's not going to happen.
The Cyborg film, he found out from a fan who told him after a show he was doing, a theatre show he was doing, that they'd announced that they're doing the film.
Do you know why?
He called his agent, and his agent called them, and they're like, yeah, that's our plan. That's how organised they are.
It's not going to happen. It's not.
Who wants to watch it?
It's DC.
Not me. I just find it funny that they announced the Flash movie a week after they launched the Flash series. Like, way to confuse your franchise. Mm. But anyway, we're talking about Avengers.
Hi, Alan.
You're right.
Tell us more.
It does touch on a lot of... that's what I think my problem was with it. It was a preview that touched on a lot of cool stuff, but for people that aren't necessarily Avengers fans, they're not going to be taken by that. And I'm kind of like, I love all of this stuff, but I'm still just... I want to get more of a... I wish they hadn't revealed Ultron yet.
From my point of view, if you've not seen it, basically the trailer's for the next Avengers movie. And it's an incredibly cool trailer. It's great. You don't need to know anything about Avengers to be excited about it. But if you're an absolute...
Oh, I also like that Thor was in the water and looked really hot.
Who?
Thor was in the water and looked really hot. That was happening as well.
Well, yeah. But if you're an absolute... if you're an absolute...
Way to go.
I'll watch it now.
If you're an absolute nerd like I am, all the fan service that's in there is incredible. If you've read all the comics, you just... I absolutely lost
did
it.
You have to
believe
did
it.
You have to have a lie down afterwards?
I was lying down during it.
And that comes out in May, and I'm thinking some kind of birthday screening for me is going to occur.
Yes.
Can I just ask, have you got it on...
in my head.
Right
now.
You're playing it
when
now.
When Captain America skidded out on his bike with his shield...
That was great.
I shouted.
The more my first thought was, Alan's going to have to make a new shield.
I am. Not a bad thing.
The more that you talk about it, the more that Dean likes.
So I know, yeah.
Well, just describe the whole thing again, and then Dean will just love it all.
It's the accent.
And what? Yeah. It was great. I'm really looking forward to it. And there's a broken Captain America shield. Got my work. I love it because they keep bringing these movies out and I keep making stuff and people keep buying it, so...
Yeah. Well, admittedly, you make average stuff, but it's good. No, you make amazing. Look
average,
at these shields.
Average but popular.
Look at the kid's shield. The kid's shield is fantastic.
That's actually not a child's shield. That's my...
Dwarf shield?
No. I think...
It's for the guy from Game of Thrones.
It's my USO girl outfit shield. I'm doing a USO girl crossplay.
For you.
Mm. So I've got my wig, I've got my shiny shoes, got my little shield.
You're almost there.
Yeah, I'm almost there using
just
my dress.
Need the outfit.
I spy my little eye. Something beginning with Stan Lee's signature over there in the corner.
Oh, did I ever tell you when I met
tell
Stan?
Tell us about
Ooh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you heard that before.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He heard it on the podcast.
Tell it.
He talked about it on the podcast.
Well, those people are
really?
Sitting here.
Well, we'll let you know
they
what issue.
Don't listen to us. That's why they're here.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Go back through our TARDIS back issues and then you'll hear.
Four people here watched Age of Ultron trailer today. True. Nobody cares
but
about
But we
Stanley.
Do thank you for your attendance. But, well, really, the other main reason we wanted to get you up here was to do a bit of a Doctor Who talk. We were talking about it last night at the Splendid Chaps launch of...
Night Terrace.
I need to remember that it's not Splendid Chaps.
Yeah, you can
But
say
I just can't help because it's Splendid Chaps presents Night Terrace. And it, yeah. But and we were getting into a hot and heavy Doctor Who conversation, which I removed myself from to save it all for tonight, because these two think I'm wrong. So I'm going to let you start, and then I'm going to tell you why that's incorrect.
Wrong.
Oh, well, do you want to start?
Well, I've changed my mind a bit.
Oh, no!
Oh, hang on. Hang on, hang on. I have something to say.
Get off the stage.
Get out.
Yeah. Get out.
Get out.
Okay, but not please much, explain.
But not much.
Okay.
I've decided, last night I was all like, oh no, this new Doctor Who, it's rubbish. But it's not. It's not rubbish. I've decided not to be negative about it.
You didn't say it was rubbish. You said
no,
that
I said it was a bit meh.
We all agree.
I said it was in Doctor Who shock. Yeah. Because season 7 left me very cold. And
oh, wait. Say more about that.
Season 7 left me very cold because it was poor. There was one or two good episodes in it. I like Matt Smith.
Did you like the way he left the series?
No, it was terrible. The Christmas special was bad. I could go into that in great depth and bore everybody to death. But really, 300 years making toys on a planet? Yeah.
I liked it.
No.
Mm. I love a montage, though.
Mm. But after last night's conversation where we talked about it leaving him, I was in a bit of shock because I was not looking forward to it anymore. It was kind of a bit like, oh, it's Doctor Who, I should be into it because I'm the TARDIS guy, but I'm not that bothered anymore, which is a bit, you know, it's a bit wrong, isn't it? But then I went away, I thought, I need to be positive about this. Peter Capaldi is great.
Peter Capaldi is
a great actor. He plays it so well. Clara has been given personality.
Which she didn't have for that whole
last
half of the season.
Which she didn't have for the whole last half of the season.
She was nothing but the impossible girl. But and sorry, you go.
No, it's okay.
That's fine. I don't want to interrupt you.
I'll interrupt you. Tell me I'm wrong in a minute anyway.
I respect you.
That's a first. It really is. There you go. He respects
no,
you.
No, that's Nate.
We'll see. I am enjoying some of the stories. They're exploring some really nice, clever stories. I'm enjoying the fact that it's not about the Doctor's romance with his companions. So I decided, like, I need to be a bit more positive about this. I need to have a look at my attitude towards it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Doctor Who. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Maybe the Doctor was right
so
all along.
I'm sorry, Em. Changed my mind a bit.
Well, okay, Em. Come on.
Well, look, I'm not, like, all out hating it. I mean, you know, not saying that I don't like the new Doctor Who, but I don't like it as much as any of the rest of this series, like the past.
Somebody asked me about Moffat.
No, do we really? Are we getting onto the Moffat hate?
Because Moffat. We don't have time. We really don't.
That's a whole four podcasts to themselves, and we will title them Moffat Hate.
Yeah.
Because
I just think it's written poorly. I'm not enjoying the
writing,
and I'm finding the relationships feel contrived. Like, especially between the Doctor and Clara. I don't know, that's just... I'm finding it a struggle to get through each episode. I'm watching the interactions and I'm like, oh, really? Like, it's...
I felt like that at the start. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, we're heading towards...
But I do love him as the Doctor.
Yeah, he's a great Doctor. But it's also... The hard thing is that we... And we are in... Pardon?
Me no like.
Okay.
you're
only up to what,
like
episode
it.
Three?
I don't like
him at all.
You're up to episode two. He's just trying to be controversial. But I really like it because having an older Doctor, taking the romance out of it, the stuff that was ingrained into the previous run of the season since it was reintroduced, it's forced Moffat to play around with it a lot more. Now, I really hope next season Moffat's gone. Do we want that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that Moffat leaves next season and doesn't put the toys back in the box, and I would like Clara to still be there. And then, obviously, next season she should be written out mid-season, not towards the end of it, and Capaldi can keep on going. I think that would be really good.
Moffat's... Or Capaldi could just go.
No, he's great.
Next
year...
I think he's really solid. I really like Capaldi.
No one's put up their
hand. Does anyone here not like Capaldi as the Doctor?
Excellent. Good.
That's it. You're
good
wrong.
Show of hands. Well done, everybody in the audience.
For the people Woo! Listening at home, no one put their hand up, and
yeah.
Nathan's
really
wrong.
Really did. Yeah. Dean's lying. Don't believe him.
Look, let's talk about next year's 10 years of New Who next year. So I think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to get Eccleston back?
I can't see that ever happening.
I heard a rumour, a la Bananarama.
If they call it New Who, I'm in.
New 50 Who. If yeah. Batman makes an appearance, Mike is all over that. Batman on Green... the Green Lantern bumps into the TARDIS in space. But or the Flash in the time thingy running on a treadmill. I heard a rumour that basically... that Moffat was told... They were told, Moffat, you need to throw whatever you can. We want all the Doctors from the previous run back for the 10-year. From this series run.
Oh.
So it's give Eccleston whatever he wants. Now, it is well documented that the problem wasn't that Eccleston didn't get what he wanted. The only requirement he had that he needed to see a script by a certain date, and that didn't occur. And then 2 weeks later at the table, Reed Moffat was still writing the script. And that's why he was just like, I don't want to work this way, which is why we got a War Doctor instead, which I still loved. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Mm. But wouldn't it be great to have Eccleston, Tennant, Smith and Capaldi all together?
You know, yes. I think...
And that, no Daleks.
That Moffat went to the George Lucas school of writing, because George Lucas did that as
he's
well.
He's not a bad writer. Like, he's
no,
done
no,
some,
I'm not saying he's not a
some
bad writer,
brilliant episodes.
But George Lucas, he writes the script well and truly into the films. And if there's something not going right, change.
Well, no, this is the way in which a UK series is made in a different way to, say, an Australian one or an American one.
It's good.
In Australia... There are no... It's all very much in the writer's rooms and producer's hand. In America, it's done... But with England, it's not a writing team. There is a writing team, but the producer literally takes what they've written, changes it all. It's all one person, and it all funnels through that. Why in America, there are lots of different layers to it. And that's the nightmare of it, because he has gotten overwhelmed and has just had to keep pushing through and was sleeping with one of the writers. It's seriously, like, Hello Magazine must be going off with all I'm surprised the Sun haven't gone crazy with it. But you know how we were talking before at the start about how scary... it's not really... You weren't finding it scary anymore?
Oh, well, just not as scary as it has been. I'm still waiting for the big scary episodes.
But I feel like it's quite chilling, you know? Like, it's
really?
The moral dilemmas and what it actually means on a larger scale. I'm loving seeing Clara become more... like in this most recent episode, she's like, I'm the Doctor now. I'm like this. And he goes, it had nothing to do with that. And I love
that final scene was really
nice.
I
love that idea in that moment. That entire, like, Banksy gone mad.
He said I was a good doctor, and he said, you were the Doctor.
Being good
had
nothing
to do with
it. But isn't it funny, like, the same week that the Banksy Doctor Who happens, he gets caught or something? It's like, it's like they planned it. I thought that was absolutely awesome.
Alan, get him back on track.
Well, I was about to do that. And
I'm sorry, I zoned out.
Who do you think Missy is? What's your thoughts about Missy?
Missy is Stephen Moffat's ego.
She'd be fatter.
Two episodes
she,
and
she'd be fatter if she was Stephen Moffat's ego.
Stephen Moffat is so far... polite words.
Wanker.
Yeah, up himself.
Did anyone else get really confused by the fact that at the end of the most recent episode, Missy had an iPad?
She had an... Did you say an iPad?
And it was like, what?
I didn't notice that.
What? It was an iPad.
Yeah, it was an iPad.
Go
yeah.
back and look.
Silent Watch is like, yes, yep. it was.
Yep. That was a bit upsetting.
I would have been confused if I'd noticed it.
I am really enjoying the season. I like the dark tone. This is a bit of a hit and miss season. Like, I think a lot of people will be not dropping by the end of the season, may have dropped out because the fantasy and fun that they felt like they were getting from Doctor Who isn't there anymore. But I'm actually enjoying that. I'm loving that creative process. I'm loving the way it's coming together. And I'm enjoying watching. It's like when... I actually love when a TV show is doing really badly and you know it's going to get cancelled and they're trying to do anything they can to kind of get better. I love that kind of stuff because you literally see them from episode to episode trying to do whatever they can to not lose their jobs. Well, and it's so much fun to watch, and it's not that this is occurring with Doctor Who.
That's not nice.
It's great though, because no, but that's when they take full on risks and they try all this stuff and they put these actors, like, they do the crazy things out of the box. And I'm not saying that this is the direction Doctor Who is going in, but they are like, we have this idea, but it's a whole new box of toys.
I do love seeing Doctor Who do different things.
Yeah,
it's been on for so long, it's very hard for them to do anything different at all. And a friend of mine who's really into Doctor Who reckons that you can go to Doctor Who and pick out any subject matter that's been done in any film, Star Wars, or, you know, pick a film, pick a TV show. It's been done before in Doctor Who. And you can see it. And I like the idea of Doctor Who changing. I don't mind that at all. There's a ton of negative stuff in everything you watch. And that's why I decided to be a bit more positive about it.
Because last night he was not positive about it.
I was
it
not
all.
Positive about
like
it.
We were you
went
out,
I had a good hard look at myself.
You weren't going to drop it though, were you?
No, God no.
No, no, no.
So you're not
completely
negative. No, I'm not completely negative
at all. But I kind of
feel
like we're watching season one again.
But think about it. 10 years of Doctor Who next year. We all think Doctor Who is absolutely... fandom thinks it's untouchable. But it went away once and it could go away again. And I don't want that to happen. But I heard somewhere, and I'm not sure where it was, because I have a terrible memory, that the ratings have dropped on Doctor Who.
I actually said that.
And that's
actually true. The ratings haven't dropped. Okay, so I've got to remember the correct terminology. The ratings are doing fine, but there is a different set of ratings, which are the ratings that the BBC actually look at. And they're not the overall ratings. They're actually the ratings of the 500 or so people that are used to pull whether a show is doing well or not in the UK. Now, the only time the BBC ever get concerned is when the numbers drop below 80. 2 weeks ago, Doctor Who was at 82%. And it's been really strong. There have been really good episodes. The feedback has been ridiculously positive. But those people rating, and they're people who watch it before it airs on television, and then they make their vote accordingly, and then it's pooled, and there you go. Those people, it has dropped. It used to be in the 96 to 99, and 2 weeks ago it was at 82. So that was actually me that said that. Mm. And the only reason that was even told to me is because that's what the BBC executives look at. But the thing is, this isn't American television. The series was made before it aired. So they know, and they would be looking at the direction they're going at for next season and what they're going to do for next season. It's not like they're going to cancel it this season if the ratings aren't doing really well.
Given they sound as important as the Logies out here, just the way it works, you know. TV Week.
But no, it's just that's the concern that the BBC have specifically, and they're the ratings that when it drops below in that rating scale, that's what they look at. And that's what they go, okay, now we need to look at something. But one of the things I'm loving about the latest Doctor Who, I love how the episodes are being introduced. I love that the previews at the end of every episode is literally this tiny little snippet. Like, there's lots of layers in every episode. Moffat has certainly gone, okay, we're changing the style, we're changing the tone. He's certainly working towards a structure every episode that he's basing things with. And I'm actually really enjoying that. And I feel like I'm watching Eccleston season again. I rewatched it recently, and you do realise every episode of that season is introducing audience members to something different about the Doctor Who universe, because it was capturing a new crowd. It was all about the kids, and every single episode was really about, we need to make sure you know about this and make sure you know about that, and not in an obvious way, but that was what it did. And the second season was where they got to play with it a bit more. I feel like that's what he's doing again, and he's showing these different... It's peeling the onion and showing these different layers to who Capaldi's Doctor is, and I'm really loving it because I still feel like it's the same to who the Doctor is to me, but I feel like I'm watching the shows that I used to watch as a kid on the ABC during the afternoon show. Love that. I feel like I'm watching them again because the tone and of it is different and the interaction is, and I like it.
But why is that wrong? Emma, why is he wrong? Because you had some really good points last night.
We were also drinking a lot of white wine last night.
Not again.
I did agree with a lot of what you said. The stuff that we talked about last night has not gone away for me. It's still there.
It's haunting you.
It's still there.
Yeah. I wish I could remember what it was.
Well, do you remember any of what Em said last night?
Some of what we talked about last night was about poorly written stories, poor structure. I'm not a great fan of this mystery that Moffat builds into a lot.
Is he really building a mystery, though?
It's just too clever for himself. It's like, here's a lady. We don't know who this lady is. I might tell you, he likes long punchlines that three seasons down the line.
But the problem is when he reveals who the lady is, no one cares.
And one of the things we talked about was the fact that quite often he's writing for himself, not for us.
Wanker. And... I'm okay with saying Stephen Moffat's a wanker. He's created some amazing stuff, but honestly,
so maybe if Stephen Moffat does,
if he has a problem with it, he can come on the podcast and talk to me about
it.
Yeah.
All right. Final word on Who, because we've gone way Who.
Way Hoover. Have we gone
Max
Hoover?
Who'd out.
We've got to move from Who. So, final word.
I'm loving the shit out of it.
I'm loving the new Doctor, but I'm not loving the writing.
And I like Clara's hair.
Yeah, Clara's hair is good, and his shirts. Oh my god. They're so crisp.
Thumbs up.
Final word. My god.
I really like Classic Who.
Yeah. And I think that sums it up beautifully.
Everyone, please put your hands together for Alan the TARDIS guy. He will be here tomorrow for the How Do I Prop panel that's happening here 7 o'clock tomorrow night here at Art Boy. Look, I'm ahead of you. I'm all over it. It's here tomorrow night, which is going to be cool. He's got some other cosplayers and prop makers, and they're going to be talking about how they made things and stuff. Now, if you can't come along, or if you're listening to this and it was last week, it's actually going to be podcast. We'll let you know when the Art Boys put up the podcast of the Poptober podcast panels. My God, we just thought of a name for them. So, Mike, we gave you something to draw, and it was the Watcher superhero. How have we gone?
So, I've gone for the TV head with spoiler alert, and...
Oh, my God, that's really good.
It was really hard to think of a pun,
I shouldn't be so surprised.
I reckon.
I just put a sign with not a sign for something.
I have my free comic book day outfit. I already have the TV head... Because remember when I did the prints from... So I've got the TV head.
That's an awesome TV head.
I'll have to take out the porn. And what colours should that be? And work on my abs, obviously. What colours should my Watcher outfit be?
Well, blues. Blues and... Yeah.
Red and... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Maybe it's getting a
change. I feel like the logo should be that, but the outfit could be yellow.
If we were to add another colour, what are people thinking?
Yellow lycra bodysuit with the Watcher symbol.
Red.
With blue gloves and a blue cape.
Red.
Just putting that out there.
All right, we'll add some yellow.
Dark red. Dark red? Like blood red? Burgundy?
Who said yellow? Red.
Like the shield in the corner? Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Red.
You like yellow?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could just put that on the web with some different colour options. Definitely the red.
Just go ahead and do that.
The red from
That's
the shield.
That's what I do in my spare time.
Yellow. But... I have a free comic book day outfit. I'm quite pleased about that. Yeah.
Yay. You know
That's
what you
awesome.
Should do?
Yes.
You should draw a superhero version of someone in the audience.
Ooh, who are we going to draw? Not
who
Alan.
Wants,
who wants to have a superhero
Mandy.
Version of themselves?
Oh.
Mandy. Silent Watcher?
Oh, what about... What's your name down the back there? What's your name? Yep. Lachlan?
What right. kind of superhero would you like to be? Hang on, come up and get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Round of applause,
Lachlan.
Everyone.
Lachlan! Woo!
What magic user?
A magic user.
Ooh.
speaking to the mic so everybody can hear you, give Dean a hard time. Do that. No.
I don't know, mysterious cape?
Yep.
Yep. Awesome cape.
Mysterious, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Mask.
Tuxedo mask. That's what it would be.
Do we have a name?
I don't know. Has the audience got an idea?
Ooh.
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 A mysterious superhero
it's
with a mask and a cape and magic powers.
It's like a professional, isn't he? Yeah.
Would your magic be like from hand symbols or things like that?
Right. It's not Spider-Man. It's not Spider-Man.
We need a name. Come on, wordsmith.
Dr. Locke.
I like it.
Do you like that? Yes.
Ooh. Dr. Locke, I love it.
All you right. are
Dr.
the
Locke.
You are.
We'll think of a backstory while Mike's drawing. Yeah. I didn't plan on Mike drawing quite so much.
Man, if I still had my monster claws happening, it would have been a lot slower.
Please enjoy Mike drawing for the rest of the night.
And you can catch some of Mike's artwork at No Man's Band. There's a website. We'll put it on Facebook.
FECComics.com or BickyToons.com. And yes, I do love a good plug.
I didn't say anything. I said nothing.
Wow.
I get this from my mother. I just say stuff and it's like, oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Okay, so the final...
Turn the mic
off.
The final challenge, drawing challenge for Mike is a Dr. Locke drawing.
Drawing.
Nath, does that mean that now would be a good time to have a chip off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is everyone interested still?
Okay, so if you guys listen to the podcast, you would know that M has some ridiculous hatred towards someone winning a chip. Like
it's
crazy
not
person.
Ridiculous.
It is
it's
ridiculous.
It's a natural evolutionary thing.
She doesn't believe in salt and vinegar chips as a good quality chip.
Just a show of hands.
Yeah,
Who
show
likes
of hands.
Salt and vinegar chips?
Yes.
That's right.
I'm with you.
Wait, we have a no in the back.
In
you have
your,
one person.
We have a no here
in
as well.
Who doesn't
face.
Like who doesn't here. Like salt vinegar chips?
Get out, Nick.
Two hands don't count. Get out.
It's about a 75% approval rating.
Tony
which,
Stark, get out.
Which it's, is also
your
the
amount... lady doesn't like them.
No, no, but hang on. Which is the same amount of saturated fat that it's now been reduced by. So it's A-OK, everyone.
I missed that.
True story.
Roll of eyes. Roll of eyes.
Anyway, what is the chip
so
challenge?
So we had this idea that we would have a chip challenge in the live event. But I was just real. So are you able to draw and chip challenge at the same time?
No, no, no. He'll be drawing after
the chip challenge.
After
the chip challenge.
You've drawn before. Yeah. It's sure. Okay, so how...
Drawn a crowd, apparently.
And we've obviously discussed this many a time because the chips are... I love salt and vinegar chips. I don't like... I'm a personal salt and vinegar and plain fan. I don't like a lot of other flavours. Chicken, I despise. Like with the fire of a thousand suns, I think it's the most disgusting chip flavour in the world. So Nathan Mike thought for the
There's
last
no salt
show
and vinegar over there.
We would have a chip off, and they got you all ate them. So
we ate the chips
segment,
for the chip
this
off.
This segment is going great.
I thought they were going to be
so,
prepared.
And
some
we
kind
did
chip.
Say that they should organise this and plan it, and it's going as well as it always has. So guys, how does the chip off work?
Are they the balls that are already there?
All right, so what's
no going to
happen is... What's going to happen is we're going to get a... let's see. I think we should get... We have two watchers. Em, you're included in this. And we'll get two people from the audience. And we're going to get you to see if you can guess what the chip flavour is.
And I need a chip assistant.
Yes, and we have a few chips.
Is it just by smelling the chips? Or
no,
or
you got to eat a chip.
Okay.
Yep, I'll be giving you salt and vinegar. Oh, whoops.
Who wants to be my chip sister?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm just going to get three bowls of salt and vinegar, and that's going to be it. I'm going to be forced
that's,
to
That's not what I'm doing.
I would love that. You win something. We have stuff to give
yes,
away.
You do win a prize.
We have more comics. We have more comics to be won. Dr. Locke, do you want to come up as well? Come on. Come
Yay.
On, Dr. Locke.
Give
chips
a
and
applause.
Prizes. What could possibly go wrong?
I'm more excited about the hammer than cheese. All right. Come on up. So how does this work? What do we do here? What are the rules?
Yeah. This is the part I'm enjoying the most. All right. Okay. Well, let's just go bowl number one.
So what do we do?
Right. Everyone is going to take a chip. You're going to try it.
So. Oh, yeah. No, we have to close our eyes?
So okay.
Close
the
eyes.
I'm not trusting them at all with this.
Yeah.
And what do we do after that?
Just say what you think the flavour is.
What's the flavour? Okay.
Chili, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe light and tangy?
Yeah.
Oh, there is a hint of chili.
I did say only it's salt and vinegar and plain, and I know it's neither of... Oh, wait, there's an aftertaste. There's an aftertaste.
It's not salt and vinegar.
I'm not a fan. Is that lime and cracked pepper? Do we think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I think we think it's lime and cracked pepper.
It is. I think you're right.
Am I right?
Chili.
Look at the audience. Don't look at us.
Oh, you're right!
We suck. One point over here. It was the pepper. It was... That's... There is a bit of chili aftertaste.
You need to taste them as well.
All right, I know what that is.
Yep.
Okay.
We need backing music for this segment, don't we?
Yeah, we need chip music.
I think Aaron's gone to the pub, so... All right.
I think that's chicken.
Oh. Someone get a photo of that.
You don't like it either?
All right, so let's go around.
I think it's just plain chicken.
Puke.
I think honey soy as well.
Honey soy.
Soy. 2 points, 1 point. Yes. That is disgusting. Why would someone make and or eat that?
Yes, I'm going to entertain the crowd.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is when the salt and vinegar surprise is going to occur.
No, it's just the bowl was empty.
Is there a lime and cracked pepper?
The bowl would be good. Is empty.
I've got a bit of a cough. You may have noticed.
Oh.
So far you
Before
guys are in the
plain.
Lead.
Okay. So two.
Yeah, girls are in the lead. Yeah. We're trailing behind.
Well, it's not really
I'm not saying it's your fault.
That's all right. I'm still part of this team.
You know what? I haven't asked. What is your name?
Tegan.
Oh, what a lovely
Team
name.
It's a good name. It's a what
Tegan.
Name?
It's a lovely name.
It's a good name.
I like
You've
it.
You've got a chip on your lip.
Disgusting.
Okay, here we go. Right. Last one.
I am really...
Match point. All of it. You have to... All of it. Eat... Or eat. No, it's got to be all of it.
Hold chip, otherwise you lose 10 points.
Hold chip, or Tegan loses. Yeah. Did someone take a photo of her face? Did anybody do that?
That is so evil, but I loved it.
It really was good. So the idea was, really, is that we were going to blindfold Dean and Em... And then we were going to get them to taste the chips, but it was just going to be a whole bowl of salt and vinegar chips. But, so we're guessing...
Salt and vinegar
chips. Yeah. Ooh, it's salt and vinegar.
What?
So the girls did win.
We don't even need to have an answer on
that one. So which comic would you like
Go the Witcher.
To take with you?
Go The Witcher.
The Witcher?
Go The Witcher.
It's good. Okay, go on, grab that.
It's good. It's really cool. It's got witches in
awesome.
It.
Awesome. And you've got a choice between The Tomb of Dracula or Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny. Awesome.
All right.
It's got magic
Thank you
in
very
it.
Much,
and it's
guys.
Round of
Thanks,
applause
guys.
For everyone.
Well done. Well done to Tegan. Well done to good Dr. Locke. And well done to Em and Dean.
I can't believe you made me eat that chip.
I can't believe how hard you got. Like, poor Em. If she loses if you don't eat the whole chip.
Yeah, that's
I'm
that's
not saying
not
that's
fair.
Evil.
I think that's
fair.
That's
evil.
That's fair.
That is evil.
So while Tegan, she would have lost.
While Mike is drawing away, I reckon a bit of novel comic talk is going on. Who reads Archie? Anyone? Okay, Archie have done this amazing thing in the horror genre where they've done Afterlife and Archie. It's basically The Walking Dead meets Archie. It's the zombie apocalypse. Jughead's dog has died. Reggie hit it with a car. It's full on. Like, it's full on Archie, adult Archie. Reggie hits Jughead's dog with a car and then drives off. Jughead takes the dog to Sabrina and goes, you've got to be able to do something. Sabrina's aunts go, no, there's nothing we can do. He's dead already. And Sabrina actually, later on that night, helps Jughead and they bring the dog back to life. His dog, what's the dog's name? I feel like it's hamburger. Hot dog. It's hot dog.
Hamburger.
It's some kind of food.
And he comes back.
After the next night.
And he's a zombie dog. And he bites Jughead. And this is all during Halloween. And the school is having a big Halloween party. And everyone thinks Jughead's in a zombie costume. He bites Mrs. Grundy. And basically everyone in Riverdale is being killed and turned into zombies. It's really awesome. And it's really adult. And it's got lesbians, like most horror does. I don't know. I was like, you're a girl. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Like the Riverdale universe, literally, and all of the zombies, all of the surviving people. Archie goes back home, and his dad's a zombie trying to eat his mum, and he has to kill his dad. It's really full on and really cool, and I recommend everyone reading it. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I know so nothing about it, but it sounds amazing.
I keep meaning to talk about it on the podcast,
especially
and here
the
we are.
So from Dean's review, who would read that? Oh,
it's fantastic. Well, done. Well, the Archie universe have done some really great stuff with playing with adult concepts, and it's absolutely brilliant.
You get a salt and vinegar chip for that.
Well, I have had enough. I did take a handful. I do, you know, talking is part of this.
Reward or
deal.
Punishment, oh, depending right, on okay. who you're giving it to.
Yeah.
But I've always loved
chips.
I get a kick out of horror comics. I don't like when Halloween's coming and they try to do superhero versions of horror comics, though Deadpool and Hawkeye, a Halloween special, is basically Halloween, and it's really cool. And Deadpool is dressed up like a cowboy, and that's really fun.
Marvel Zombies?
Marvel Zombies I didn't enjoy.
Because they're zombies and they're Marvel?
No, I just went, it's a cute idea that it's just, you went and, who's the guy that's created Doctor Who when he came back? Russell T. Davies. They did a Russell T. Davies where you had a good idea, and then 5 years later, you kept ruining it for everyone. and that was what he did.
What about Doctor Who Zombie?
Do we need zombies in Doctor Who? I feel like zombies in Doctor Who would... I think there's enough scary things that that zombies aren't necessary, but...
Sorry,
but
audience, we got back to the Doctor Who.
And most of the villains and scary things in Doctor Who are unique to Doctor Who.
Absolutely.
You don't see them anywhere else.
I mean,
which is kind of cool.
Well, they did with the vampires in Venice and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
true.
I did make a mistake, sorry.
I do love the way, not just with comics, but with novels as well. I've always loved horror writing. Like, when Interview with a Vampire came out, I read the book and then I saw the film 16 times.
Oh my God.
And I was a kid. But that was back when films were like $8. It's not like I had a job. Like my parents still had to pay for me. But I loved it so much.
When you say
much.
A kid, how young were you?
Oh, this was years ago. I was a kid. Like when Interview with the Vampire
10.
Came out.
Like Tegan's age? Or
when,
are we talking about Doc Watts'
age? If someone could look
age?
Up the year that came out, then I could give you the mathematicals. So 95, what are we in now? That's 20 years ago. So I was... 16.
So you weren't a kid.
Whatever. Still, seeing one movie that many times that's not Clueless is amazing.
You saw Clueless. You're saying Clueless.
Clueless is awesome. Clueless is great.
Not the TV series.
But then I just got right into the Anne Rice side of stuff. Like, I love that kind of horror writing. It's really awesome.
I like the classic horror writing, like Edgar Allan Poe. Awesome. And H.P. Lovecraft. I don't
Freaky.
Know if anyone here is
Freaky.
Into that.
Yes. Oh, look, there we go.
Got
everyone
some H.P. Lovecraft love Freaky. Out there.
Got that going on in the crowd.
Love that. Yeah. I don't know. I think because it's written in a completely different era, because the writing style is so different, that makes me feel like I'm being transported into a completely different world. It's not just the story, it's the writing style.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like I'm in a different time and place. It's incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. You know what? And as silly, I know I'm jumping off of a novel into TV. Aww. But you talking about that made me think of Penny Dreadful.
Yes.
I haven't seen any of that.
Yes.
I love
it. Oh, you haven't seen it.
No.
Penny Dreadful is fantastic. And it did feel... I definitely
don't
felt like...
It.
Sorry, you didn't enjoy it.
No, I'm saying don't spoil it.
No.
Spoil it for M.
I'm not going to spoil it. But it really did take those classic monsters and ideas and put them in this little world. And I didn't feel like I was watching England in the past or anything like that. It was definitely in its contained little universe. And it was awesome, except for Billy Piper's accent, which is right up there with Kathy Bates' accent in American Horror Story.
Boy.
Ooh.
Let it go.
Push your mouth. Bite in the car park. Everyone, let's go.
Come on. They're both.
Can we go back to novels? Because I wanted to talk about my horror novels.
Is it a how-to pregnancy book?
I think... No. Rolling of eye.
You've done it already. You'll
be fine. Don't get... anyway. Moving right on.
He'll be fine, Mandy. Just leave him out of the
room.
Ice chips all around.
I think any horror novel sort of written by Danielle Steele is... I really think...
Has anyone actually read any... Like...
no, it's Virginia Andrews. Virginia Andrews, yeah.
The actual TV
Danielle Steele.
Shows, but like the television miniseries. But like...
James Patterson, there's another horrific...
Oh my God. Did anyone actually
Does
finish
anybody
reading
like
Twilight?
James Patterson right
Really? Hang on, get the microphone over there. Get back up. Because I enjoyed reading it and I liked the way she described love, but then I went, I've read a quarter of the book, I'm done.
I read all three because, and only because, they were such a hit. And actually, they take you know, like 3 hours to read. They're ridiculously easy to read. And I think she writes reasonably well, although I find the themes and the things she's writing about quite perverse. And the relationships are terrible.
We can't spoil the end.
I think she writes quite well.
Isn't the ending weird?
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing is weird. Why on earth, if you're 120 years old, are you interested in going out with a 16-year-old?
Ask
Why?
Angel. I don't know. Why? Like, Buffy wasn't all that as well. Like, honestly, their romance in Angel and Buffy, I'm jumping, tangenting again.
Can I just say an answer to that was that I only read them because they were really popular.
Hey, that was...
Oh, right. So they were...
I understood
what you meant.
In her defense, that's why I read them as well, because it was one of those, I want to know what all the fuss is about.
We had Twilight
like
Fever. We had
about
Twilight Fever in
the way
our house.
Like she described love and romance.
I actually hated the writing.
Well, I literally stopped after this, and it was like when Belle finally... Was her name Belle? Okay.
Bella.
Or is that
no, Bella.
Beauty and
I
the Beast?
Yeah, you're thinking Disney.
I'm thinking Once Upon a Time. That's another person who needs
Beauty
to...
Beauty and the Beast.
I hate Belle in Once Upon a Time. Anyway, I when she kind of described love, and I went, oh, that's really nice, and I put the book down and never picked it up again. And that was about a quarter of the way into it. And my cousin, she's like... 15 years old and saw that the book was at my house. So every Christmas, she just kept buying me a new one.
So nobody,
and I'm
nobody,
like, great.
Did nobody think that it was wrong that he's dead and she's into someone that's dead?
No, I don't think that's the problem. Because that's like,
you know, in legal terms, that's necrophilia. So
I think that's been done before in many other TV series.
Wasn't his name Necrophilia? No?
Are you talking about Count Blackula? Is that what's going on?
And back to drawing.
Has anyone seen that film?
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, my God. Like, I really want that to be at the Astor. I think that would be amazing.
Maybe right along. Sorry.
I'm surprised that hasn't been shown at the Astor.
It probably has.
Yeah.
We always find out the day after.
And speaking of the Astor, that's closing at the start of next year. So
heart is breaking.
Go with
so
me.
Go and see and something.
And they have a lot. They have,
it's the last.
They have some great sessions for the rest of the year going on. So you should definitely go down. And why don't we do a watcher event? We'll do it's a the watch last, a double feature.
It's the last one showing classic films. Oh, except for the Croydon. Twin,
well then, okay.
If you
so
want to go down to Croydon,
we'll do
Twin
a watch a double feature at the Astor,
so if you want to go down there
and
as
then
well.
In February we'll plan a watch a drive through or something, and we'll all drive to a cinema.
No, that's Dandenong.
And watch
go down
something.
To Dandenong and go drive through.
We'll do that.
Or
Macca's there, yeah. We'll get Macca's on the way, and
yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
All right, we're just organising our social schedule.
Is Mike done?
I'm done with his
Doctor Locke.
That was quick.
Hang on, come on up, Doctor Locke. You're going to have to critique this.
Doctor Locke, yeah, critique.
I need more.
That's cool.
That's really good. I like it.
Okay. Wait.
Very cool. Definitely very cool.
Definitely very cool.
Come and stand next to it.
Yep.
Stand next to it.
In that exact pose.
Oh.
So cool.
Hang on. Do it for the camera. Do it for the camera.
Because it's good. It's always a good show.
That is really great.
For listeners.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Oh, you've got the collar for the cape as well. Very classy. I like it. That's very cool.
That is
nice
so
one.
Cool.
Good job, Mike.
You can take that home.
Yeah,
you're totally going to have to take that home.
So that's very cool.
Lockie, at the next Comic-Con, we look forward to seeing you as Doc Locke.
I'll dress as Watcher Superheroing and you dress as Dr. Locke.
That's
happening.
Right. Yep. Awesome. Doc Locke.
Oh, my God, we'll do a fake cosplay battle. That'll be awesome.
Stop. Hammer time. I heard a groan in the audience.
Yeah.
Are you getting a wind up yet?
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you getting a wind up yet?
We do.
Oh, okay. I'm glad they were clapping for luck because I'm saying, are we getting a wind up? And everyone's like, clapping.
We only have one more thing.
Oh, we're finishing. Yay!
We only have one more thing left for the Watch Alive episode.
Mike. Oh. Take
well,
it away.
I know, it's sad. But do you know what? I did love that this one I said, and it'll definitely only go for an hour. Yeah.
What
then
are you
we started
do?
Talking about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Doctor's fault.
Oh. Don't blame by the itself.
Doctor. Don't blame the Doctor.
And we obviously last year we did announce an honorary watcher for the year.
Yes.
Jose, stand up.
Where's your T-shirt?
Yeah. Oh.
It's in the bag, is it? It's in the bag. Sure it is. Prove
it. He brought it.
He brought it
so we can all sign it. So, yeah,
it's in the bag. What's it doing in there? Okay,
it's
he does have
bag.
It.
Yes.
Thank
Watch
God.
A lot. Okay.
Are we making Mike. Him just pass that on to the next? No,
Mike,
you've cleaned it, right?
Like you know what was sad? He sniffed it. That's even worse.
Only worn once. So.
Oh my!
It makes it.
So we have the honorary watcher for this year for 2014.
And why? Why are they an honorary watcher, Mike?
I've been very supportive, been a great listener, and been active in a lot of pop culture events throughout the year as well. So we thought it was
totally fitting.
No, unfortunately not.
No, that's the award for talking over the top of us all the time.
What, Nath? What?
That's a good award.
So,
what are you talking about?
Or me.
Who would like to announce?
I don't know who it is, so I'd love for
Take
you to.
Take it away, Mike.
Oh. Well, go for it, Mike.
I did everything
then.
Else. I did.
Yeah.
All right. So the
I did say it would be worth their while. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, go.
Do they get the? No, they don't get Thor's hammer. Is that,
yeah.
Do we
no.
have Alan, something for
thanks,
them?
Thanks for that donation.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
What have we got for the honorary watcher?
Is there a T-shirt? I'm not sure if there is.
There is a T-shirt.
There
somewhere.
Is a T-shirt.
And also,
it is it here?
It's For listeners, it's here.
Yeah.
For
it's
everybody
here,
in the audience,
it's invisible.
Yes, it is.
And
here.
The honorary watcher will also be walking away with the Tomb of Dracula comic book,
which is rad,
which is great from All Star Comics. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
So who is
Thanks,
it?
Guys, also
everyone's right, the on the edge.
Honorary
of their seat.
Watcher is JF.
JF Twigwell. Yeah.
come on up.
Come on up.
Congrats. Honorary watcher.
Yeah, good job, mate. Well done. Well done. Well done.
I know, all right.
Yeah.
Do you want to just say a few words?
any words you like. Thank you. It's very nice to be, an honorary watcher. I've never been on the show. I listen to it all the time.
You are now.
I'm on the show now.
You're on the show now?
I was on the show before too.
Hi, Mum.
Hey. Thank you so much. It's a great honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woo. And they're sitting together, which is weird.
Awesome. Not creepy at all.
Also, come on Sunday to the toy tour.
Oh. Yes.
You can check out JF.
That's the last time you'll ever hear from JF.
But, yeah.
Yep, like we did say, for those that are here and for those that are listening, you'll hear them in the podcast. There is some great more events happening for Poptober here at Art Boy Gallery. Tomorrow at 7, we have the How to Prop panel with Alan the TARDIS guy and other people whose names I can't remember. And it's not my fault.
April Storm and...
Turn
go
to
across.
Your...
All the way over there.
Yeah,
like,
there
come
we
on.
Go.
And of
just,
course,
just for
as
everyone
said,
listening, it's right next to
on
Dean.
On Sunday, there's the How To Toy panel as well. Which time is that? Three?
That's a two.
A two. So don't come at three.
Yeah.
Come at
you,
two.
You'll miss out.
Otherwise, you'll be too late. We want to thank you guys for coming
thank
along
you
to the Watch
much.
Alive
taking
episode
time.
Tonight and having a fun time. We've had a ball. Another year down. Yay.
Yes. So
and
2 years
stick
for
around
water.
Because there's woo. Plenty of chips.
Yes, there's plenty of chips.
Plenty of salt and vinegar chips.
Thank you for coming.
And plenty of
and
salt and
whether
chips.
It's Watch a Halloweening.
Watch your live showing.
Watch your doctoring.
Watch your drawing.
Yeah.
We want to hear about it. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
coming along.
Actually, wave this time. There's
we can
an
wave.
Audience there.
Keep waving. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're just going to keep waving. Bye.
And I'll kiss you. Last word in.
Now we can wave. Now we can wave.
Who's I always do. I'm the night I'm away. I write home every day, and I send all my clubbing to you. I pretend that I'm kissing the leaves I am missing, and I hope all my dreams will come true. I'm the night I'm away. I write home every day, and I send all my clubbing to you.